USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As Americans wonder why civilians were not taken out of Afghanistan before the military left the country, President Biden on Sunday said the chaos was unavoidable.
The evacuation of thousands of people from Kabul is going to be hard and painful, no matter when it started, when we began. There is no way to evacuate this many people without pain and loss of heartbreaking images you see on television. It's just a fact. But we have a long way to go, and a lot could still go wrong.
Kentucky Congressman Republican James Comer is flabbergasted on Fox News on how Biden's leadership made such a blunder that is costing lives.
You remove your citizens before you remove the troops. I mean, it's unimaginable that Joe Biden thinks he made the right decision.
Biden says the evacuations may exceed the 31 August deadline. USA Radio News.
With raging wildfires and a busy hurricane and storm season, how do you keep your pets safe and sound? I'm Dr. Jose Arce, president of the American Veterinary Medical Association, with a few steps to help stay safe. In a nutshell, make a plan, build an emergency kit, and stay up to date on the latest news. For example, have an evacuation plan with a neighbor or friend, put together an emergency kit with several days' food, medicine, first aid, and grooming items, and tune into the latest news and weather so you know what's in store. It is important to make sure your pet has all their tags and IDs, and keep a recent photo of your pet on hand, just in case. Be sure to microchip your pet in the event you get separated, and check with your veterinarians for more information on how to prepare. Be sure to log on to avma.org for more valuable information about pets and disaster preparedness planning. That's avma.org.
After months of constant price increases, the cost of gasoline has fallen 3 cents a gallon for a national average of $3.14 a gallon. John Clemens from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau has the details.
That $3.14 a gallon is a penny lower than a month ago, but 96 cents higher than last year at this time. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us the other good news is that if you can hold off, you'll find even lower prices over the next few days.
Gas prices could drop another 5 to 8 cents a gallon in the week ahead due to the decline in the price of oil witnessed over the last 2 weeks. Wholesale gas prices now in some areas stand 25 cents a gallon lower than their peak just several weeks ago.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
Monday Night Football will be played tonight in New Orleans as the Saints host Jacksonville at 8 p.m. Eastern on ESPN. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As President Biden is hinting the United States may stay in Afghanistan past the August 31st deadline to get our people out, the Taliban told Reuters hours ago, absolutely not. Americans must be out by the 31st of August. Former Defense Intelligence Officer Alex Plitzis tells Fox News what he knows at this time in Afghanistan.
It's extremely messy, as you can imagine, just given the rapid nature of the collapse. The situation at the airport itself is pretty dire. So the airfield itself, it's still nearly impossible to access for a lot of folks. Our men and women in uniform are doing a tremendous job providing security and taking care of the folks who are there. And the diplomats on the ground, once again, are also ensuring that everyone is able to have their paperwork processed and be able to get out. They're really doing great work. So a group of veterans and also former government officials from other government institutions. Yes, we've kind of banded together, and it's sort of almost a natural role. And I know that may not sound normal to people who are listening. But if you think about it, we've been at war for about 20 years. So we have, a network of folks who have been in country, for random periods over those 20 years, who have people who trust them. We have experience kind of navigating government bureaucracy. So we're short of acting as a force multiplier, per se, in terms of helping to get people information and then being able to bring them to the right folks to help extricate them.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.